Shalom everyone. Welcome to Parashat Beshalach. Today we're going to speak about, obviously, the Exodus happening as we leave Egypt. The first verse of this parasha starts with a very interesting comment. Leaving Egypt, imagine, down there in the south, you can go and climb up to the land of Israel, but God says, I'm not going to take them via the area of the Philistines, and I'm going to turn them around through the desert into this long journey. A long journey that will be even longer because of the sins of the spies. But even when you look at the straight line, in a very short distance, God says, no, I'm not going to take them to an area that is going to bring us war because they're too scared, because something happens there. And I want to try to explore the reasons why and maybe try to draw lines from that story to our life today. The first and most simple explanation goes with the story of fear. You remember, it's happening again in this week's parasha. The people are facing the sea and they are afraid. The Egyptians are running behind them. They don't know what to do. Some say, we will fight. Some say, we will just jump to the water. Some say, let's go back to Egypt. They are still slaves. After so many years of being slaves, they come with a very low self-esteem. They are scared. They don't know what will happen. If you ask, oh, but they saw all the plagues and they saw all the miracles in Egypt. Yes, they saw, but still they stayed slaved in spirit. Sometimes in life, even when you see amazing things, your, I would say, the natural instincts, or what you were being educated to do, what you were being used to do, brings you back to those moments. And when they face, and they will face challenges, they might be too scared to face them. Note that in the desert, and that's the journey of education they will have, they will encounter many battles. But in all those battles, the miracles of Hashem will persevere. Moses is going to raise his hand and they will win. Stones are going to fall from the skies and they will win. Things are going to happen that are going to be divine miracles that will allow them to grow. And I believe it will be, in the beginning it will be hard, but then eventually they will come to a point to understand we have the might and the power to fight. That's the first basic level. And on top of that, commentary explains other things. Everything that we say about God's provide education and the fact that he will bring us to the land and show us miracle is only on the way to the land. But when we enter the land of Israel, our home, it's not going to be happening anymore. You remember when before the people are going to enter the land, the manna, the bread from the sky is going to stop. Moses himself won't enter the land. And this is what the commentaries say. They say that the land of Israel is a land that you need to fight and you need to live life with your sword in your hand, working hard. There's going to be the divine inspiration of the desert. Well, God is going to fulfill all your needs. But when you enter the land, it will be a complete different game. Therefore, God is telling the people, you need to go through this course, obstacles on the way to really build yourself up, to be ready to enter the land. With all the obstacles you will see, you will find, and we find till this day, the land comes together with those obstacles. God's promising the land doesn't mean without any prices to pay. Furthermore, the very instinct of living in the land of Israel, going straight line from Egypt back to the land, would do something that only, you know, educators and parents understand. When you provide everything to your children, they become lazy. That was what God didn't want to happen. Yes, he will show us miracle and will feed us bread from the skies. But when you come to the land and you need to start to work, you understand that you need to work and have effort. If they would enter immediately from all the miracles of the Exodus, immediately back to the land of Israel, immediately will be provided the land, They will become lazy. They will sit and dwell in their homes and won't care about helping others, working hard, demanding and fighting for their land. And God said, only the journey, the education will bring them to the fact that they will be prepared for the land. Maimonides asked the question that really rises above all the other questions. And he says, in a very simple way, in this week portion, in chapter 13, verse 14, we will learn the very famous verse that says, God will fight for you and you will be silent. If that's the case, then the people of Israel should have felt the same thing in Israel. They will know and they will think that God will bring them this bravery of heart, and they will feel compelled and ready to be establishing their homeland in the land of Israel. Why God didn't say the same? He could also bring them to the land of Israel and say to them, not to worry, I will fight for you. I will be there for you. And the belief system will be the same. The Maimonides explained something critical, very deep. We just leave Egypt after we encountered, as we talked about last week, the very interesting situation where God is hardened the heart of Pharaoh. He really did something that usually at the free will that the Maimonides really hold as one of the basic rituals goes against. When you are hardened the heart of Pharaoh, you're almost taking his free will. Maimonides says as follows. Generally speaking, God doesn't change the hearts of people. He can bless the people. He can motivate the people. He can show them miracles or bad things to be able to change something in themselves. But this is the main message. When you want to change someone's heart, when you want to really make a difference in someone's life, you need to go through a journey. It's not something that's going to happen right away. Did God can change the spirits of the people? He could. But only when it's a mundane day-to-day, the challenges of the desert, the war, the encounters, the miracles, the stories, and everything we're going to encounter in the next book, all of this is going to build this extra level inside the people. I thought about it this week. You know, as we see the hostages returning to their home, now we saw all the soldiers that came back, the one who was observing in the base and were kidnapped. I cannot just honestly praise God and praise those people, those heroes, what they went through. What did they go through in those tunnels? These are people that when you look at them and you talk to them, they don't look people that are so religious, God-fearing people. But it's wrong. They present, and the way they speak, they say it in a very clear way. There's nothing that made us be able to survive all this time if not for our belief. Yes, you talk to these young girls, only 18, 19, and they tell you, what made me, helped me survive all those horrible days with everything in my imagination, with everything I went through, was the core belief. That I am the part of the people of Israel, that God above is there for me, saves me, helps me. This is something you can only recognize when you are in the time of this prayer, when in your time of stress, when you are there in the tunnels, in the desert, in the hard moments of life. Only then there's something in you that builds this resilience. Resilience and a belief system. You see God's providence in every moment in the road, even in the most awful places. God forbid, we don't want to wish anybody to go through what they went through. But after all the journey, when they stand there and they say, we believe God has kept it all the way. God has saved us. God has brought us back home. Only from his power, only from the journey I've learned, only from the journey of belief I can return back home. I think the connection is clear. The people of Israel are going now to start a long journey in the desert. There's the easy way to go back to the land And there's the hard way. The hard way is miserable. The hard way is hard. Nobody wants to go through the hard way. But hard ways in hard times build stronger people. Builds people with courage and heart and belief system that no other way can be built. We don't want to have those expensive lessons. We don't want this to happen to us or to our relatives. And we don't want to see any person getting harmed on the way. But when we look at all this situation, you should have, and we do recognize that if something came out of it, is to learn from this experience how much courage, how much love, and how much passion we should have to God, bringing us, helping us, saving us, and just making our life the way it looks. I'm wishing you all a Shabbat Shalom.